For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is pushing back on a report that raised questions about a visit he made to a state building, even though there was a COVID-19 cluster there at the time. Emails obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch show that the governor's office was alerted about the cluster of cases, but went ahead with a September 16th visit anyway. During a visit to Liberty over the weekend, Parson told KCUR there's a risk anywhere he goes, and he criticized the St. Louis newspaper.
You know, they're totally biased in this entire campaign, but you know, they need to quit worrying about where I got the virus. I don't know where I got a virus at.
Parson's opponent, Democrat Nicole Galloway, called the governor's actions reckless. Boone and Callaway County courts have halted most in-person operations after two employees across the courts have tested positive for COVID-19. The Columbia Missourian reports that the courtrooms have switched to Phase 1 operations. That means that there is a 10-person limit on courtrooms. Jurors and attendees will still be required to wear masks and maintain social distancing guidelines. Restrictions will be relaxed during jury trials. The courts had gradually reopened over the course of last month, after courthouse personnel had tested positive at the beginning of September. Both courts will remain at Phase 1 for 2 weeks. President Donald Trump's administration is sending 1.8 million rapid coronavirus tests to Missouri. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, in an announcement yesterday, said the tests can produce results in 15 minutes. About 60% of the tests are slated to be used for K-12 school testing. Another 30% will go to colleges and universities. The rapid tests come as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases continue to increase across the state. The agency says around 1 million of the tests have been shipped as of yesterday, but there's no current timetable for when the rest will be mailed. Missouri health officials say a problem with data on COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state has been fixed. Last week, the state said hospitalizations had been underreported for about a week because of data entry problems. Yesterday, the COVID-19 dashboard said the problem was resolved. According to updated data, Missouri hospitals were caring for 1,399 COVID-19 patients as of Friday. Yesterday, the state had 171,022 confirmed cases, an increase of 1,527 from Sunday. Yesterday, the Missouri Veterans Commission said it will ask for an additional $16.4 million as it struggles to operate 7 state-owned veterans homes amid rising COVID-19 deaths. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.